Hello everyone, this is Devendra, an intelligent analyst, and this time I'm back with another analysis and review. Today I'll be talking about a very interesting book, The Queens of Crime by Shashank Singh and Gulpreet Yadav. We see a rise in crimes against women with each passing day, with no hopes of slowing down anytime sooner in our society. That too in umpteen ways, like domestic violence, rapes, molestation, mental and sexual harassments, and many more. There are strict laws in place to protect women's rights and dignity, but still, some people are able to find loopholes and get away with minimal or no punishment. However, there is an opposite side of it too, and we hardly see anyone talking about it, and that is crime committed by women. Queens of Crime by Shashank Singh, Crime Patrol fame, and Gulpreet Yadav tries to tell us those stories and incidents that shook the entire nation and jolted the society out of their deep slumber. Background: Queens of Crime consists of 10 one of the biggest crime stories that occurred in India, featuring some highly notorious female criminals with their background, motives and reasons. These are all true and horrifying stories that were covered by Shashank Singh himself in one of the Crime Patrol episodes and also stayed in mainstream media for a long time. The sources of these stories are police charge sheets, FIRs, media reports and articles published regarding these women and their crimes. Positives: the best thing about the book is how all the stories are narrated. The entire book will keep you hooked until the last page. Each and every story had all the elements of interest and awe. Each story has every minor detail of all the events and people to make sure that the story looks authentic. We see a background story of each criminal to get an idea about the motives and the mindset of that person. The authors try to be as neutral as possible while giving us all the accounts of the incidents that took place. You are going to find each story more horrifying than the other one and will be surprised to even think of associating any woman with such heinous crimes. From kidnap, robbery, theft to murder, drugs and mafia, everything is covered with minor details and real accounts. The current status of these women was also shared at the end of each story or chapter. It is really hard to sympathize with any one of them after reading their crimes and motives to commit them. The author tried to shatter the image of the next door Indian woman and showcase an interesting angle to the cases of the female criminals, stating that they can be as cruel as any man. The author tried to be as neutral as possible and did not try to pass any judgments, and stayed true to the facts. You can clearly observe the time invested by the authors in each story and their deep research on the subject. Negatives: with all the amazing reasons to read this book, there is one thing which might bother a few readers, and that is the discontinuation of few narratives or narrations. The author starts talking about some background story while speaking of the main story. This breaks the flow of the readers. I believe the author could have given a separate section in the story itself to talk about the background. That could have helped the readers connect with the person or story a little more. Conclusion: I'll give 4.5 stars out of 5 to this book because of the amazing content and the beautiful narration, a good account of real incidents, and how police was able to nab these criminals is a really interesting read. You will wait for the next part of the book just like me, and I really hope it to be as amazing as the first part of the book. A must read for the new readers. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is an intelligent analyst. Please let me know if you have any other suggestions, if you want me to review and read in the book, or if you agree with whatever I said or not. Thank you so much, guys. See you next time. Bye.